What's happening?
We started on a belt. That's how awesome we are. An awesome cast.
Wait, are we really started?
We don't have to.
Oh, okay. All right. I got all my belts now.
You're listening to Leak Podcast episode 232. I'm John. I'm not John.
Oh, that's Hunt.
I am John Hunt.
Yeah, and I'm Matt Durson.
All right. We got that.
I'm over here fidgeting and sighing.
Fidgeting and sighing.
Come on.
So apparently, I have fidgeted inside during Fantastic Four? Because you said it wasn't that bad.
I'm just saying it wasn't as horrible as everyone made it out to be. It's not... I liked it better than the other two Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
Yeah, this one is... Really, I don't understand why it's getting so much bad press, because it's no worse than, like, Thor the Dark World.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There isn't a lot of action in it. It just sort of happens. The ending makes no sense.
But yeah, like, his budget got cut a lot. I don't know. Yeah.
He was fighting with actors. And
yeah, like...
They were firing people, and... I mean, that sounds amazing. I want to see a movie about
that. That should be the movie.
Yeah, but I went in... expecting this to be the worst movie of all time.
Right.
I watched every review I watched of it except one, all hated it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the biggest piece of crap. I'm going to have a lot of fun just ripping right into it.
I was really excited to see a piece of crap.
But it wasn't that, I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
Mm.
Like the first half of the movie is fairly watchable. I mean, it's slow, but that didn't even bother me.
I'm sorry I didn't make it. You know, you said it was a packed house, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. I mean, we saw him in that theater with the chairs that go... The reclining chairs, which is I'm sitting on a reclining chair, so it may make that noise at some point. As I told Brian that I was like, when you and I went to see Iron Man 3 there, we just kept moving the chair because it sounded like some dude farting. And then when he did it, he was like... he does. And then every time someone moved
that
the chair...
That wasn't the chair.
Every time someone would recline in their chair, we turned into like little 8-year-olds giggling. So, but the amount of previews we had to sit through—the movie was supposed to start at 7:30,
right—and
at 8:10, it finally started. I was like, "What the fuck?"
I probably could have made it. I should have
probably could have,
but I didn't want to be stranded down there. Like, you know, if I wasn't on time and you had to go or whatever, you know, I was just like, "Yeah, it's easier just go home." Sorry, I apologize.
That's okay.
I thought this was like I thought like 9/11 had happened all over again or something. Like the amount of fire and police people that were there for like, it was probably
for the Fantastic Four show.
Well, for the fire.
I know what you're talking about, but no one else is going to be.
Right. Well, I mentioned it last week on the podcast that I had missed it because of this. It was probably like a cigarette butt someone threw in the tracks or something. But like they call out like every firefighter in like the world, and it was nothing.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I know.
That's a waste of our tax dollars.
Yeah, it kind of is a waste of our tax dollars, isn't it? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. I guess for fund.
Better safe than sorry, I guess, you know?
Yeah, better call Saul.
Better call Saul. But I do want to say, so you worked on a Harvey-nominated book. Did you even know that Athena Voltaire was nominated for...
When you told me, I did. I know that I got an email from Steve Bryant months and months ago with a kind of a pitch asking to vote for the entire creative staff.
I got one of those as well. I don't even know who this... It wasn't... They didn't say vote for Athena Voltaire. This other guy said, just vote for me. And I don't know. He was writing one of those Dark Horse, anthology type things. He wrote a story in there that was nominated. I didn't know who this guy was. I think he found me through the Robin Hood artist, through Mark V.
Oh, yes.
And, because I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he sent me a message on Facebook and said, here's the link, just go and vote. And I was like, don't you have to be somebody? And apparently you just have to do something with...
Yeah, because somehow I'm on I receive the ballot every year for, last 7 or 8 years now. I'm like, I don't even know how I got on this, but I guess all you got to do is just...
Yeah,
something.
You kind of gotta be something. Like you're.
I didn't sign up for it.
Colorist. Yeah.
I have yet to actually vote. I was like, if I was smart, I'd just vote for myself and tell everybody else to do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
no wonder why you never win anything.
Yeah, I know, because I'm too lazy.
It didn't say colorist for Athena Voltaire was
no. No, but so, I
sorry.
Think
I would have voted for you.
It was also an Eisner nominated, or did it win for best web series years ago for when they first were publishing?
I don't know. That's a good.
Yeah. That's the reason I took it. Wasn't for the lucrative money I'm making. It was for the accolades.
So, you get paid on the back end a little bit for that one. Or should we talk about this?
I don't know if I should talk about this stuff.
All right.
It seems like bad form to be talking about shit like that.
All right.
Public. Not that I haven't done it before, but...
Only people who really deserved it.
Yeah, and I did eventually get paid by those people.
Oh, good. See, it worked.
Took a long time.
Not that they listen, I'm sure. No, but
sure they don't listen.
Nobody listens.
It did take about 4 years to finally get completely paid off, but paid off nonetheless.
Well, that's good. Hey, it's America. You work, you get paid.
That's what I said.
Someone sent me a funny thing about... It was like a little comic strip and two little, drawings. And the guy's like, hey, do you want to illustrate my comic book? There's no money in it, but you get plenty of exposure. And the guy's like, oh, sure. Speaking of exposure, and he bends down and pulls his pants down. And
I hate when people do that. They're like, you'll get exposure working on this. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, that was great 10 years ago, maybe. But, now now this is what I do. It's not a part-time thing. This is all I do.
Trying to break in here.
Yeah. Okay. And so I turned down something last month. I don't even remember what it was now. But I just said, no, look it, man. I'm lettering 5 books for Viz, and I'm coloring 3 other projects. I just can't handle it. So
yeah, it sucks.
But they didn't respond saying, no. And I said, just contact me in another month and a half if you're still available or you still need help or whatever. But... They never said okay or anything. They probably that jerk.
Where does he get off doing work?
Yeah.
For money. What the hell's wrong with that guy?
Well, no, they were offering me money, but these people weren't it's exposure. But I just had to turn it down because I just
don't like turning down.
I got too much stuff going on, and I sort of don't want my life to be about work anymore. That's how it used to be a couple of years ago, where I just worked 14-16 hour days.
Yeah,
that was great. I made some good money, and I was able to put this down payment on the house. I was the best paid guy in comics that no one ever heard of. I told someone once what I made, and they're like, that's probably more than what Brian Michael Bendis makes. I don't think it is, but it was pretty good there for a couple of years.
Yeah, but Brian Michael Bendis does not work 16-hour days.
No, he doesn't need to. So,
right.
Yeah.
He's...
So I just can't do that anymore. I get it. I need days off and
shit. You got a light,
I'm old. Yeah. What the hell do you want from me?
I don't want anything. I don't need anything. Jeez. Hey, you did some work for me in there, so I'm not... I appreciate it. I know you were a busy man.
Yeah. So. Things happen. Yeah. Then when you're sitting around for 2 months wondering where all the work is, you're like, I should have just taken that job back when.
But I don't regret having a day off. That's
no. I used to think to myself when I was a workaholic, I was like, well, what am I going to do with myself today if I take a day off? And then I would just go work because I was bored. Now I just love lying around. I love not doing anything. It's great.
I know. I love it. I can't wait to retire. I wish I could retire now. Yeah, what would you do? I would do anything.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I
do. I would watch, The Simpsons all day long, I feel like. I feel like that would be a fun thing. Maybe not for, like, literally not do anything else. But you know what I mean? Like, I could just watch The Simpsons or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just be like, yeah. I remember Yo told me that once. When he said, when he's old, he wants to just watch all, well, now it's like 25. When he, the time he told me this, it was like 20 seasons.
It was 3 seasons.
Yeah, right. No. But I'm like, even 20 seasons, but it's like, wow, that's a lot. It's going to take you a while. But now, even yeah. more. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know these people. Like, I don't know what I would do with myself if I didn't work. Like, I wouldn't do anything. It'd be great. Actually, I would probably do a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff that I want to do.
Not me. I would do nothing.
No, but I mean, like, I would just go to the movies, or I would, you know, like, I'd go to lunch. I don't know. You know, like, it's not that I would do nothing. I just wouldn't do anything productive.
Yeah.
But you would lie around. Is that what you're saying?
I do a lot more lying around, yeah.
Yeah, I would do some lying around.
Yeah, love lying around.
Yeah.
Love lying around, looking at stuff to buy on eBay.
Like Godzilla models?
Yeah.
And other kinds of models. You're not Godzilla.
No, I got my Iron Man models. And
yeah.
People are just going to think I'm a big fucking loser that never leaves, because I am a big fucking loser that never leaves my house now.
Yeah, but because
I love doing nothing. I love sitting around, looking on eBay.
Well, that can be that's a good habit. It's kind of addicting, but...
I told Jen the other day that I was like, don't let me buy anything on Amazon or eBay this week.
Oh, just for that week?
Well, like, I haven't. I was like,
put it on your wish list.
Wait, well, that's what I said, and then I just wait. I said, do I go wait until I get another check? You know?
Oh, I see.
I don't want to keep spending when I don't have anything coming in yet.
Well, that's sound financial advice from you to you.
Yeah.
You're telling yourself.
Yeah. I was talking to my future self.
And
then I... thanking my past self.
Your
right
future
now,
so. Self. Just like Back to the Future.
Hey,
so, I don't know, this doesn't have to do with anything, but I'm just going to segue to another. I know you sometimes like, well, maybe while you're lying around, you like to watch a documentary or two.
I do.
I watched, have you seen Atari Game Over? Have you seen that one?
Is that the one about, like, the Pac-Man thing?
No, it has nothing to do with Pac-Man.
Oh, all right. Not the, I mean, E.T. game?
Oh, yeah, the E.T. game. Yeah.
I did see that.
Oh, okay. I just watched it yesterday. It's fascinating. Actually.
It is.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, like, Atari back in the day was, like, a bunch of guys getting, like, stoned or something.
I know. They were getting high. The guy brought us a joint to his first day of work.
And they're like, that's not a joint.
They're like, that ain't nothing. They were, like, shooting up, you know, like, heroin or something.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, that was, what's his name? The guy was, he said he was in the men's room. He was standing there. He looked down. They were just like a pair of feet without any shoes or anything, just bare feet. Like, he's like, these are the people that work for me, I guess. These are the engineers. But it was very interesting. So, you know, for any listeners who don't know the deal, Atari was making billions.
Hand over fist.
Yeah,
money.
Money in the early 80s, and then they wanted to make this E.T. game. They got Spielberg's permission. They gave it to the guy who did Raiders, and he had done Yar's Revenge, which both sold over a million copies.
Yeah, and they were like, you got to get this done in like 6 weeks.
You got to get
something?
5 weeks. He's like, most games take like 5 months.
Mm.
You're giving me 5 weeks. But because he had done so well, he was like, I can do it.
Yeah.
And he made what most people say is the worst game of all time.
Apparently they never played that fishing game for Atari.
So, but Steven Spielberg gave it his thumbs up. You know, like he was, yep, sounds good. Good game, thanks. They wanted, because they wanted to get out in time for Christmas. That's why it was such a rush, 5 weeks. So they get it out, and then they were getting millions shipped back. Like millions of copies were being returned because it was apparently that bad. But, Legend goes that Atari buried all those in a landfill in New Mexico, and it remained there until just last year when this one, like, Indiana Jones type guy who just worked
that guy is awesome that he figured out exactly where the section of the dump would be.
They did like a carbon, almost like a, like, well, this, the date of this ripped up piece of paper that was in the trash is around the time of.
Did they? I can't even. They found some, but it wasn't the massive amounts that.
Oh, well, what happened was they found a lot of stuff, but it wasn't just E.T. They had just dumped a whole warehouse there.
Hmm.
So, like, yeah, the legend was not quite correct. There were some E.T. in there, but there was also, like, Adventure, and there were, like, actual good games in there, because it just turned out they just dumped whatever they had in there, because they were by that point they were already, it wasn't E.T. that killed them. They were probably already gonna go out under anyway, because they just, everybody who already wanted an Atari, had one.
The video game market was saturated with poor games at that time, because anybody that could produce a game made one, and that was part of the problem. It was the lack of quality control.
Yeah, and then people just started to just, whatever. Lose.
You know what my favorite part of that documentary is when the guy that writes the Game of Thrones books,
George R. Martin,
lends his DeLorean.
I was kind of not paying attention to that point. I looked, I'm like, George R. R. Martin? So, yeah, it was his DeLorean that Ernest Cline, who wrote the book Ready Player One, which I have not finished it yet, but it's a pretty fun book. Rachel read it, too. She says it's great. But anyway, so yeah, Ernest Cline is like a video game, or just, he's just like an 80s pop culture nerd kind of guy. He actually calls them enthusiasts. He's like, I don't call them nerds or geeks. We're enthusiasts.
I like that word, enthusiast. Yeah. When I used to work at the bookstore, Marshall would, like, it was when that King Kong Peter Jackson movie came out, and we had a whole display of King Kong stuff. And when someone would ask about it, he would point them over in my direction and go, John's a Kong enthusiast. I was like, what up, I guess.
That movie was Doug.
Yeah, boring.
It was really boring.
17 hours too long.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry to derail the conversation. I just
wanted
to throw my two cents in about the word enthusiast.
No, I'm glad you did, because I want to say I also like enthusiast. It's less of a stigma. Yeah. It's not like, oh, you're a nerd. It's like, I'm an enthusiast.
Yeah, enthusiastic about the 80s pop.
Sure. That's right. But anyways, so Atari Game Over. It was. I almost wish they had gone more in-depth into, like, really why it went out of business. They didn't really say, like, they just said, like you said, it was an oversaturated market, but they didn't really delve into, like, really how it went under, because they, they were a huge company, but they did say that, like, they...
There was something with Nintendo, too, where Nintendo wanted... I don't know if this is part of the documentary or not. I watched a bunch of video game stuff on YouTube at one point. G4 used to run those specials about, the history of each video game and stuff like that. But Nintendo wanted to team up with Atari for distribution in America, and Atari was like, no, shut up, get out of here, little man. And that was another thing that was another nail in the coffin for Atari.
Bad idea. Nintendo came along and... But, it's funny because they were saying, like, we started the whole Silicon Valley thing, like this... Atari was the first company like that. Oh. And the first company to treat these designers like rock stars. And the guy who created E.T., obviously he was like, well, not obviously, but I mean, sadly, he was like disgraced. Like, he never worked in games again. He became like a real estate guy, and then he became a therapist. But he said he's a therapist in Silicon Valley. So he's like, I have a kind of unique perspective on these. Mm-hmm. These young guys want to start these startups and stuff.
Well, that was the way that they described, the Atari offices was in the late 90s and early 2000s when all the internet startups were around, and I interviewed for a bunch of those places. That was what they were. Everyone was, like, sitting on, bean bags, and there was, like, ping pong tables, and people were riding around the office on, their rollerblades and shit, and it was... And that's why none of those companies are around anymore.
Out of business. Except for a few, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I get it. You want to have fun, but you can't, sometimes you got to do work. But interesting documentary. I'd actually never even heard that whole thing. But somebody, when I said to Rachel, like, oh, what's this cool documentary about the, Atari? She's like, oh, they buried the E.T.? And I was like, oh, how do you know about this stuff? You weren't even alive. I guess she was, but she was a very small child. Oh, no, she was born in 84.
Oh, so she wasn't even alive. She
was not alive. Yeah. So, But, Atari.
I loved Atari. I used to love Atari. I used to think of Enduro. I loved that game.
Yeah, Enduro was great.
We barred it when you went to Cape Cod once.
Did you ever give it back?
Well, I didn't, but Scott borrowed it, and then we just played it over, so.
I guess that was a cool, I mean, we didn't bring the Atari with us, so might as well. You can use.
Yeah, got used plenty of times while you were gone for those 2 weeks.
Nice. Yeah, man, I loved Atari. And then, like, even after Atari, I didn't even know. I mean, such a little kid, I didn't go like, what happened to Atari? You know, I just.
Well, that's what was great about Coleco when they made that adapter for Atari.
Right, I was just going to mention that.
Yeah, that was great. They got in a lot of legal trouble for that, but.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I could be messing up my story. I can't remember anything. Last time I was on the show and I was calling people by the wrong names and stuff, and so you can't expect me to remember.
Call me Clay. It was really weird. I don't know.
Yeah, what was the name? It was some actor's name or actress's name I butchered.
I don't remember.
I always remember I called Rosie O'Dario.
she's. You don't need to take up valuable brain space with Rosie O'Donnell's name. I mean, who cares?
Not Rosie O'Donnell, the one that was in Daredevil. What's her name?
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, that's what I call her. Rosie O'Dario. That's what I call her.
You were.
That's when we got into a whole conversation about the people that used to come in the video store and call everything by the wrong name. And I'm like, now I'm that guy.
Yep, that's me.
But there's no video store for me to walk into, so I just have to do it on a podcast. Instead.
Well, thank God, because, you know, the employees make fun of those people, which is what we did.
Yeah, thankfully no one listens to the show.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of do feel bad now because, now that I'm older and I don't remember anything.
Yeah, because I've got more important things to worry about.
It's a fucking movie. What are we doing? Why was it so important to us that they remember the movie?
Because we just thought they were dumb for not remembering stuff.
I know. We didn't have
anything more important. All we wanted to do was get laid and see movies and listen to music.
Yeah.
And well, now,
I got two of those things.
Ooh.
Hey, speaking of listening to music.
Wait, I just want to say something real quick about screwing up names. But I was out with a friend a couple of weeks ago, and we were having drinks, and she meant to say the Hindenburg, and she called it the Heisenberg.
Well, she must have watched a lot of Big Bad.
She caught herself afterwards. She's like, wait, not the Heisenberg.
Heisenberg disaster. anyway, speaking of listening to music...
Yes.
One of the two things that I was able to do back then.
Listen to music and getting laid, I know.
Yeah, right.
mad animal you were.
Do it all at the same time. Rachel bought a record player.
Oh, I got this, retro thing going in this room, and I was going to buy an old retro-style record player that can convert your records to MP3s.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't even care about converting to MP3s. I just like listening to the records.
That's good.
So I bought the Monkees' first album the other day. It's not in very good shape, but it was 99 cents. So I was like,
yeah, 99 cents. You're like, that's not so bad at all.
Yeah, I gotta buy that. And I also bought a newer pressing of Moving Pictures, and it came with a T-shirt. And I was very excited.
So you're a Rush enthusiast.
Yes. I almost thought I'll buy this, and if I, maybe I'll just sell the T-shirt to make some of the money back, but I decided to just keep the T-shirt.
Yeah. But I'd sell the record instead.
Yeah, what do I want? This stupid record. But, so that's going to be the thing now, buying some records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, well, it's fun. You know what I mean? Not that you need to do it, but someone's like, oh, what'd you do last night? I sat around and listened to records. You know, that's like I didn't do anything. I just listened and,
You like I wore my pork pie hat, my tank top, and while I was getting my tattoo, I listened to a record.
Well, but it's like a thing to do.
Oh, I go pick out some good skinny jeans, too.
No, but, it's like a thing that you can do, as opposed to, it doesn't seem the same. You just sit around,
sat around and listen to my iPod.
Yeah, or play, I just put on Pandora and sat there. I don't know, it just seems, it's not the same as being like, I listen to records.
Yeah.
You get up and you flip it over, blah, 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 blah. it's a fun thing. So yeah, I'm gonna start searching for some records.
Yeah, because I was
eBay thing.
I was gonna get that record player, and then I was looking at old record like carrying cases from like the 60s.
Carrying cases.
Yeah, like I hadn't thought about those since I was a little kid. So yeah, it's just like a little square box you just put records in. But I wanted to get a nice vintage one, not a new one, to go along with this room.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, Rachel just got it on Amazon. It's not. It doesn't like look retro. It's not. Like,
well, I'm not saying you need to go retro. I'm just saying it would match this room because it's put out by Crosley, which I have a couple of their products, and they're sort of a hit or miss kind of company because I bought this TV, this flat screen TV that looks like an old TV, but one of the leg, it's not a leg, but it's like a thing to hold the TV up because it's not actually.
Drink to your leg.
Yeah, drink to your leg. Drink to your leg.
Drink and, to our legs.
Yeah, so I had to, it did, like, the area, it just didn't screw in right, so I had to drill a new hole and just hope I wasn't drilling into any electronics.
Look at Handyman Negri over there. Drilling holes, wiring up stuff. With
yeah, I know. I
wouldn't even know how to do any of this shit.
I didn't when I started this stuff out, but I'm like, oh, how hard can it be?
You're right. I mean, I'm sure there are idiots who do it.
Yeah. I mean, like, plumbing, right? No, I'm going to insult all plumbers out there. I know that could, but I've met some plumbers that are just.
Yeah.
They're gross, weird, and kind of dumb.
Gross, weird.
Not saying all plumbers are. I'm just saying that I've run into a few. So I'm like, right. If those people can do it,
right.
then this. Non-gross but weird guy can do it.
Do you think you could fix a toilet if you know?
I already I've done some toilet work myself.
Oh really? Oh.
Yep. It's not much. I screwed it into the floor. I put a new chain in there, and I also replaced the seat once.
Oh, I'm sure I could replace.
And I've also replaced the piping in the sink.
What? All right, now that's impressive.
Thank you. I mean, it's not a whole big thing of it. Just, you know.
Yeah, but you could aid someone like a few $100 probably to do
that. Yeah, but why would I do that when I can go to Home Depot, buy the piece for $3, look at someone on YouTube do it, and then just follow what they did?
You're Ron Swanson. You're like, it's incredible.
If I knew how to do electrical work, then I'd be all set, but that one's still beyond my pay grade.
Well, just start watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, going to have to do that.
And figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you could get a job as an electrician.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, fuck it. I don't need to apprentice or anything. I'm just going
to
go.
I had YouTube to teach
me. Yeah, that was my apprentice.
Yeah.
And I condensed my 7 years apprenticeship into, I don't know, a couple days, maybe.
I mean.
Depending on what you need, I'll figure it out.
Right. I'm not going to redo your whole house, but I mean, that's crazy.
And, you know, if your house burns down because of an electrical fire, we'll just blame YouTube. Sue them.
Right, sue them.
Sue them for their faulty videos. They shouldn't have been posting them in the first place.
Right, shouldn't have been posting these wrong videos.
Yeah.
It's not really the same, I guess, but, like, I had heard that, like, there's, like, it's another one of those urban legends, I guess, like the E.T. game, but, like, their old VCRs had a small amount of gold in them,
mm-hmm.
like, in the inner, you know, workings and stuff. So, like, I had all these old VCRs at work, and I was like, shit, I wonder if there's gold in here. Like,
there's gold in them, they're VCRs.
They're little tiny pieces. But, like, I watched a video on YouTube, like, how to do it, and they were like, most VCRs don't have any gold, you know? So, but, like, I ended up watching videos of how guys would just rip them open and pull out. It's like, oh, here's a cord, here's this, I can use this for this. And, there were these salvager guys, and they would just, like, rip open old VCRs and be like, yeah, bro, that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's some stuff I can use. But like almost all of it just got thrown away.
Well, my friend Mike, who is an electrician, I was talking about my diorama setup that I'm going to do. And they said, well, I'm going to like do this and that. And I'm going to wire this up so that this light. And then like, I'm going to have to stop there because at that point he's like, you're just going to end up getting your electrician's license at that point. So
yeah, you got to call it, I guess.
It's just connecting positive and negative wires to each other and running it off a power source. So
yeah, I think it's kind of like anything like that. You just learn by doing it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's common sense when it comes down to it. And,
right.
But, you know.
Job is the same way because it's like, well, if you're plugging this laptop here into a thing, there's only one place for them all to go. You know, yeah. It's not like, I don't know, you know, there's only one place for this cord.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
No.
Don't tell anyone that, because just fire me.
Just edit that part out.
Yeah. No, that's right. Now I know, I can just be an electrician.
Yeah.
Or plumber. They're dumb. What is it? They're weird.
Gross, weird, and dumb. Not all plumbers. Just some of them that I've run into.
I have met a couple plumbers that can be.
You know, whose pants are always. There's like a reason why there's a stereotype of plumbers crack.
It's crack, right.
Because they're weird and gross.
Yeah, that's the gross part. The crack.
I'm just going to say that, you know, one of the guys that lived on our street that used to umpire games, plumber. Just saying.
Yeah.
Weird. Gross.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? And dumb. I really can't speak for his intelligence.
No, he might have been smart. But.
Weird and gross and missing a lot of teeth and perhaps could have used a shower more often.
Right. If I did become a plumber, I would shower every day when I got home.
And you'd be wearing suspenders and a belt to make sure those pants don't fall down.
Well, I just wear my skinny jeans. Like,
hipster plumbing.
Well, anyways. All right, so what else was I going to say? I guess that's fine. Do you read any comics, or are you about done?
Well, I watched a video on what Secret Wars is about so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You could tell me, because I don't even know.
Well, I watched it like 3 weeks ago, so...
Oh, okay.
You know, I sort of forgot. I know Doctor Strange gets killed by Doctor Doom.
Oh, really? I don't know.
All right, yeah, see... Everyone keeps... This is what the video basically said. Secret Wars is an amazing series. Except this part doesn't make any sense, and this doesn't make any sense. And hopefully somewhere down the line, this will all start to make sense. I'm like, well, how great can this be if it doesn't make any sense? Because that was my whole issue with Secret Wars,
right.
Is that it wasn't making any sense.
Yeah, I can't really think that something is great if I don't understand it.
Yeah.
No, like...
That's why I hate fucking... Jazz art.
I didn't know where that was going.
An interpretive dance.
I didn't expect jazz art. It's Secret War.
Because it doesn't make any sense. You know?
Jazz art. All right. I expected you to say some movie or some, like, you know, some kind of other, you know, something like that, or some other comic book or something.
I decided to go all out there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well. Well, anyway, yeah, so the good news is Secret Wars will be over in another month or so, I think.
That's good, then I'll just watch the video because I don't have to spend the $5 on the series that I don't understand. I'll just watch a video about it.
$5, like, timed, like, you know, 12 or something, because it's like, not just $5, you know. So it wasn't one issue. This thing has been going on for a long time. And
it's still, like, is it coming out on schedule, or?
I don't know, actually. I bought the first issue, and that was it. And I've been buying a couple of the series, so I don't know, but, like.
I don't understand it. It's just stupid. Marvel seems to be doing everything they can to just dissuade readers from picking up in comics. Hey, like, we could get some new readers, or we could just do this weird thing that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and then we won't get any reader. We'll lose the readers that we have.
Yeah.
But I looked at, like, the preview stuff for the upcoming books in October, and, you know, it seems like they're kind of getting back to normal, just, you know, regular.
Yeah. And I just feel like I did back in 2000, where I'm like, I don't know where to start now. But at least none of the books were crossing over back then. They were all pretty self-contained.
No, that was Joe Quesada's big lie.
So it was pretty easy to jump in. Because that was my problem with DC Comics. I tried jumping in, and for like 6 months I would read a book. I'm like, still don't know what is going on here. They're making references to things I didn't read about, and they keep doing that.
It's probably things that happened years and years ago, too. That was kind of the problem with DC, but I don't know. But you know the interesting thing, there's a Doctor Strange book coming out in October, and I was like, well, wait a minute, you just told me he died.
So Doom killed him. But you know, it's on that Doom world or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. So, well, that's what Secret Wars is. It's just like Doom runs everything, and they're like, for the love of Doom.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate that shit. So they can't say God. They have to, you know. And then, but, like, in a couple of them, like the old man Logan thing, he like went over into one of the other worlds, and Tony Stark was there, and he's like, "What the hell are you doing?" And he's like, "You got metal in your bones. Can I have them?" Or something. It was really weird. Tony Stark is kind of weird, but like, it was interesting because like they're kind of, now that it's like almost over, I feel like they're trying to make it a little more like trying to kind of explain what's going on. I don't know. It's still not good, but it's interesting at least that like they're crossing over the worlds, I guess. Cause yeah. It's just like guys just hanging out, being like, I don't know what's going on. All right, we'll just hang here. But I don't know. We'll
see. Even your explanation didn't make any sense.
See? Yeah.
Not just guys hanging out saying, what's going on?
Well, in
that would be an
books,
interesting comic.
In some of the books, these guys don't leave their little world, you know? So, like, they don't know. They just know that Doom is God, and that's it. Like, they don't really.
There's only Doom.
There is no Dana. But, yeah, it's not that good. But they have like a Drax series coming out. They, like I said, they have a Doctor Strange. They have, you know, and then they have Avengers and X-Men and Spider-Man and all the regular stuff. That's the Marvel that we know and love. No Fantastic Four. They actually have canned that book. Very interesting.
Well, you know what?
Whatever.
That's fine, because I don't even like the Fantastic Four that much anymore.
I haven't liked it for a while.
Yeah. Even when I liked it, I didn't really like it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, these are good stories, but I still kind of don't like these characters.
There was one story that you did now. It was so many years ago, but it was the first time I ever really bought Fantastic Four regularly. Was it Mark Waid? I don't remember. I guess it was Mark Waid.
Mark Waid, yeah.
Yeah.
He did it.
I bought it for a while, then he got off, and I kept buying it, but it wasn't really that good. And then,
yeah, then they came back.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it when they came back.
I didn't buy it then either. I think I was like, yeah. There's just something, I don't know. I said this when I was talking about the movies, it just maybe doesn't work that well anymore. You know, like the idea, Mr. Fantastic, or Reed Richards, wanted to go to the moon. That was like the thing. It was 1961.
Yeah.
You know, well, like,
to beat the commies to the moon.
Right.
That's what he says. The Reds. I forget.
Yeah,
I've
said the word commies.
You may have.
You may have.
You may have.
But that was like a big deal. And nobody went to the moon until 1969. Like, they landed on the moon. But now it's kind of like, all right, well, whatever. You know, I don't think it really, it's not as relevant. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to, nobody cares.
I would recast and do a good version of Fantastic Four where I'd have George Clooney as Reed Richards.
Oh.
Jenny Garth. No, I'm serious. Sue Richards. Yeah. You see her now. I can picture her as Sue Richards. She's a nobody, but, you know, it might be nice to bring her back, you know, because you've invested all that money into George Clooney instead.
All right, so you can pay Jenny Garth.
Yeah, I'd even bring back Michael Chiklis as the Thing.
He was good as the Thing.
He was good as the Thing, and
but you won't get Chris Evans to do Fantastic.
No, but I'll get that guy that everybody likes, where they would feed him the spoon on YouTube.
Feed him the spoon.
Yeah, they would hold up a spoon to him on YouTube.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He used to be on the Disney Musketeers. Now he's a big name actor. I don't know why I'm blanking on him.
All right.
I can't think of any movies he's in. It's gonna really bother me.
Was it Rosario Dario? Or?
No, not him. Come on, you know the one. The guy would take like a TV screen, and then he would hold up a spoon like he was trying to feed him, and then the actor would always turn his head away. It was like a thing, like a year or two ago.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
How come I know that, but I can't think of his name?
I don't know.
He's probably in a movie with Brad Pitt or something. I haven't seen any of his movies.
Edward Norton, maybe?
No.
All right.
There's going to be people yelling at me. But Tom and Tim are going to be yelling at me for not being able to think of this guy's name.
Jeez.
I know everything else he's ever done except what his name is. What's a young blondish actor that's popular?
I don't know.
Let's just call him Sean.
So he would
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yes! Of course.
Hey. Finally figured it out.
If you're giving all that money to George Clooney, you can't afford Ryan Gosling, huh?
Yeah, but we're saving it on Jenny Garth and Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
You get two big name stars in there. And then and I'm not even going to have him fight Dr. Doom in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him fight... we're paying a lot of money for this. We're going to have him fight Galactus.
All right. Not the Cloud.
Not the Cloud. Real Galactus with a big purple head.
Yeah.
And shit.
That's Galactus.
Yeah, and the Silver Surfer would be in it, and he would be all CG.
But, I don't think I would put Silver Surfer in it either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. This is your movie. You can do whatever the hell you want.
The Watcher, he'll be played by... who's the guy with the big head in Hollywood?
Everybody in Hollywood has a big head. I don't know.
That's as far as I got. It was just Watcher my team of
The Watcher can be CG. They don't need to have a guy, right?
No, but I want to get a good voice actor for him.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get Morgan Freeman. He's everybody's favorite voice actor. He's got the best voice.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe, though, wouldn't it be cooler if they said it in the 60s? Like, if you did
That's what I would do. Make it in the 60s.
And have it be in the 60s. Because then I think it would be more relevant. Why? Like, they always have to come up with some goofy reason why they're flying into space.
Yeah. They're not even going to do an origin story. They're already going to be the Fantastic Four, and they're going to have been the Fantastic Four for a while. First shot is going to be them on the cover of Life magazine. It's going to be like a big bundle of magazines dropped in front of a newsstand. And then some guy, is going to be like, oh, hey, did you see what Mrs. Fantastic was wearing to the...
I guess if he's Mr. Fantastic,
And it would be a bunch of pictures from their wedding because they'll have just gotten married.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the guy running the newsstand would be Stan Lee.
Oh, of course.
That'd be his cameo.
Stan Lee cameo.
But I would do it so that he was Stan Lee, and then Willie Lumpkin would come by, also played by Stan Lee. And so this would be Jeffrey Lumpkin, his twin brother.
Jeffrey Lumpkin. So you're
and
not
he'd be
Stan
like,
Lee
hey, twin bro, how are you?
Want to buy a paper?
Those parts I wouldn't really do, but I would make it in the 60s, and I would cast those people.
Yeah, that would be good. All right. If you're listening, Fox,
and
that movie and, again.
And my post-credit scene would be The Impossible Men, or Man. Is it a bunch of them, or is there just one?
Just one.
Oh,
the green guy with the pointy head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that. And he would come out of a manhole cover in the street and say, that's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Yep.
There you go. All right. There's the movie.
Yeah.
The way to do Fantastic Four right. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Because we're the only ones still talking about it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's right. We went.
But my favorite movie of the summer has been Mission Impossible, I'm going to tell you. That was fun. I liked it. It was good. Right. I went and saw it by myself.
See, that's what I'm going to do when I retire.
Well, you know, I was having like one of those days where I was laying around. And and it was like the day, you know, how they release movies now on Thursdays for some reason.
I love it.
I do too. It's great. So yeah. I was like, I got free ticket to go see the movie, and the other people I asked either weren't available or didn't have any interest, and Jen was working.
Where did you get this free ticket?
Oh, because I got that Star Pass that, you know.
You don't get that.
So I had the free ticket from that. And so I went, and of course it's at assigned seating now, so when I went there, she said, I said, free ticket, please.
Free ticket, please.
And then she gave me my free ticket. I had to sign my name. And then she said, oh, crap, I forgot that this is assigned seating, and it just defaulted to whatever. Do you want to pick out a seat? And I said, well, let me see where it is. So she turned her screen around with much effort and said, it's here. And it looks like the way it looked was that, like, I was going to be sitting in the front row of a section, but there was another section in front of me. This is the IMAX theater.
Oh.
So I said, oh, that's fine. Front row in the middle section. That seems good enough to me. And then I walked in. It is the front row of the front row.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like some...
Did you stay there, or did you...
No, because it got kind of filled up, so...
Oh, geez.
Except in my row, of course, because no one wants to sit.
No one wants to sit, right.
Although there was, like... two other rows and that were down below me, and some guy sat there. So really, but you couldn't see him unless you were me in that front row. And so really, I just looked like the jerk off that had no friends that sat alone eating popcorn by himself at the IMAX theater.
Oh.
Just making me sort of laugh, because I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to own it. So I got up, took off my shirt, stuck my hand on my pants like Al Bundy. Well, I like that movie. It was good. It was fun. Well, seeing Tom Cruise hang off the side of a giant plane and stuff, that was cool. And the motorcycle chase was cool. So, and then I went back and saw it with Jen, so I didn't look like a big loser.
And you're like, look, everyone, look. I got
a lady with me. I mean, I brought a bullhorn with me, and I announced it every time that someone walked by. I said, check her out over here. I got a lady with me.
Yeah. And didn't come it alone.
Herp.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I have seen movies alone.
I don't actually find it. I just didn't want to sit in the front, anyway,
unless it's a bad movie. But, yeah, I try to sit in the back or something so that people don't really, like...
I don't even care if people see me. It's just I don't want to sit that close to a huge screen ever, I guess.
Problem with IMAX. But
I had to go to chiropractor the next day to kind of fix my neck.
The problem that I'm worried about now is if you go alone to the movie, people might be afraid you're going to take out a gun and, like, shoot everybody or something. I also said I'm
going to own that, too. So I stuck my AK-47 on the chair next to me.
Yeah, you're just like, no, it's fine. I have a permit.
Yeah, I can carry.
Yeah. Open carry. Just put it right there. Oh, man. Too much killing.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, there's not going to be any movies for a while, I don't think. Until Christmas.
Not until James Bond.
Oh, yeah, when is that?
It's the beginning of November.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not too far off.
Nope. Although, should be good. I'm sort of like, I want to see James Bond. I really want to see Star Wars, but I hate winter. So on the one hand, I really want to see those movies, and I want the time to go by fast so I can watch them. On the other hand, I just hate winter, and I don't want winter to show up. As it is now, it gets dark at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Well, I'm thinking it's dark.
All right, it's getting like 7:30.
Right. 7:30, 3:30, whatever.
Yeah, it's only just in 2 months it'll be 4:30 or whatever.
Right. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I hate that. It makes me depressed.
Yeah.
That takes me months to get used to it. And then when I finally do, that's when we change the clocks again. Just leave it the same.
Yeah, I hate changing the clocks.
It's like, oh, we'll lose an hour. Now we'll gain an hour. And so both of those things fuck me up.
I know. It's ridiculous.
So, like, when we lose the hour, now I'm like, oh, well, now I'm an hour behind on shit I want to do because I get up and work early. But then the other way, I'm like, well, now I'm up an hour early. I don't want to be up this early. So just leave it.
I know. You know, some states, I think Arizona or something.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't do it. They're crazy.
Well, good for them. They're like, fuck this.
Aren't they the ones, though, that were going to try to make something illegal against gays or something, though?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah. I think that's...
So I don't know if I want to follow Arizona's lead after that.
No, but they get some things right. They get,
they get the daylight savings right.
Right, so they got the daylight savings right. They're not all bad. And I don't think that went through anyway, right? I mean,
it did not, because everybody was going to boycott
Arizona. Boycott Arizona.
Yeah, they were. Every call of these companies was like, we're going to move all our business out of there, jerks.
There you go. Yeah.
Just like that town in Illinois or whatever. What was that?
I don't know.
That one, too? It was not.
I don't know anything about news. Jesus. Who watches news?
Something that happened recently. I can't remember. Look, I can't even remember Rosie O'Dari anymore. Yeah, no one is depressing.
Yeah.
If I want to be depressed, I'll go see Fantastic Four again. Yeah.
Even though you said it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I know. But probably if I saw it again, I would really start to pick it apart. The first time, though, I was like, I was just shocked that it wasn't as terrible.
It wasn't as bad as you thought.
Yeah. Everyone says worse.
Feeling it was better than it actually is, just because it wasn't as bad as you thought.
Everyone said Batman and Robin was better than this. I said, I can't.
No way.
And it's not. It's
okay, good. I was going to say, like, Ghost Rider was Ghost. How does it work Ghost in the Rider. Ghost Rider?
See, you know, the problem is, like, Ghost Rider, at least I could laugh at it. This one didn't have as many laughable. There's some pretty poor green screen stuff in there, but. And I don't like, who's that guy that was in Whiplash? Miles Teller?
Yeah.
I don't like him. Like, him and Josh Trank apparently were about to come to blows.
Yeah, and apparently he made Kate Mara, like, cry or something.
Yeah, and she's cute.
Yeah, she...
To make her cry. I understand why you'd want to make
Miles Teller
cry, because he already looks like he's been punched in the face. His nose is all, like, squished. But...
Well,
I heard he's kind of a dick too.
Oh, really? Apparently, Josh Trank didn't want Miles Teller.
Yeah, probably that's why he wanted to punch him in the face.
Probably.
Josh Trank sounds like a lunatic.
Sounds like kind of a dick, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The movie was doomed!
That's that other movie.
Oh, the with The Rock?
No, Doomed is the actual documentary about the Roger Corman.
Oh, I thought you meant Doom, the movie that's based on the game, and that looked like a piece of shit, dude!
Yeah, I didn't need to see that to know.
Yeah,
it
was, yeah.
Just a giant heap. Man.
Even The Rock made fun of it once.
Oh.
He was like, hey, I made
Doom. He was in that, like, Tooth Fairy movie or whatever, so.
You know what, though? I watched a little bit of that once. It was, like, on HBO or something, and because Stephen Merchant is in it, and I love Stephen Merchant, so. Like, it was a kid's movie, so, like, it's not, I, you know, it doesn't have to be good. I'm not supposed to like it, but there were some parts that made me chuckle a little bit.
You know what was funny about Stephen Merchant? He was on the episode of the Graham Norton talk show when Samuel L. Jackson was on it, and Graham Norton brought up that, you know, he's like, when you did that episode of Extras, you and Stephen worked together, and Samuel Jackson's like, you're on that show! And he's like,
they might not have had a scene together.
Probably not, but it just that made me laugh that he had absolutely no idea.
No idea. Can you imagine how many people Samuel Jackson's worked with? Like,
yeah, it's great. He's done like 7,000 movies.
Have you seen this thing? We were, you know, speaking of, I know you watch a lot of YouTube, but like people are putting Samuel Jackson's lines in like Darth Vader. Like,
oh, yeah, I've seen something like that, yeah.
And there's a part where, you know, like in Star Wars where he's talking to Princess Leia and he says, take her away! Well, like, the Samuel Jackson says, get the fuck out of my face!
They did it with the movie The Room, too, where he's like, he's like walking down the hall and that same scene after where they're like, you know, word gets out. And he's like, I did not hit her. I did not. And then the guy comes up, he goes, Lord Vader. He's like, oh, hi, Mark.
I should watch. I also watched an Arnold Schwarzenegger one where, like,
oh yeah,
and then they went through all three movies. And then, like at the end, he's like, when he says, "Help me take this mask off," like instead they have him going, "Do it, come on, do it." Pretty good. It's great that Darth Vader doesn't have a mouth, so you can
put whatever. So you can do that. So well, I'm gonna do that, Darth Vader, with your
like when I was playing Darth Vader, like
I should have done that too.
Darth Vader on vacation. And I come out of the shower or something.
Hey fellas, can you help me out?
Fellas, looking for the Millennium Falcon. Have you tried to land him? That was classic.
Yeah,
great. Ahead of our time.
As always.
Get rid of YouTube some sensation.
Yeah, instead we're just a couple twats. Doing a podcast no one listens to.
It's true. We are twats doing a podcast that no one listens to. Well, thanks, listeners. Why don't you, don't forget.
Run the world.
Since you're not listening. One thing I do want to say, because I suppose we would be remiss or not, and you probably didn't watch it, because I know you don't really like The Walking Dead, but they had the Fear of the Walking Dead show last week.
Yeah.
That was kind of a disappointment.
Really? I thought people loved it.
Really?
I don't know. One person liked it anyway. Schmoes No liked it.
Who the hell is that?
It's another YouTube channel I watch.
Jesus Christ. Well, you could tell him that Matt Dirson...
I will. I'll leave it in the comment section.
Yeah. Well,
Matt Dirson.
You can tag me or whatever, too. Yeah. Or whatever the hell you do. But here's my thing. Like, we know that they're zombies.
Oh, wait. Also, NPR liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. For me, it just dragged. It was like an hour and a half.
It was like watching a zombie walk. It was dragging.
It was. Because, like, okay, so the very first scene is, like, this guy, he's all, like, tricked out, whatever, he's, like, hi, and he's looking around
he's
for
like,
his...
He's like, hi, oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Did you ever read the book that the guy who played Mark
wrote? I got it, though. I found
it's so...
Lisa's fan page on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she dropped, like, a ton of weight. Showed a picture of herself from 4 years ago and then a picture of herself running a marathon this year. She dropped like 30 or 40 or 50 or 80 pounds, something like that.
Good for her.
Yeah.
What's his name? The guy, I forget the guy who wrote the book.
I mean, Mark.
No, yeah. Mark. He
should play Cyclops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. In our X-Men.
In my reboot of the X-Men.
The X-Men Fantastic Four crossover, I guess. Yeah. He wrote about how bad he felt that she had to take her clothes off for that terrible movie.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't believe. Because then they made her come back and do it again. Like, it was like, he's like, oh, I can't believe they made her. And he felt very uncomfortable, like, making out with her or whatever in that one.
Why? Was she really mean or too naive?
Yeah, she thought she was too naive. Like, and like, he knew what a weirdo Tommy was. So like,
really? That guy seemed totally normal.
You gotta read the book. I borrowed it from someone, otherwise I would lend it to you, but I had to give it back to the person who lent it to me. But
Well, I'll take a look for it.
Alright, what was I talking about? Oh, so Fear the Walking Dead, right? It's just, like, too slow, like, so the first scene, yeah, like, he's looking for his girlfriend, he's all, you know, drugged out, and he thinks he's high, I mean, he is high, and then, like, he finds her, but she's, like, eating a guy's face, and
yeah,
turns and, you know, she's got the blood all over, and he doesn't really even believe he saw it, because he was drugged out, you know, and no one believes him, because he's a drug addict.
Kind of weird that you're chewing some guy's face. Yeah.
Well, he saw it and went like, ah, and ran. But like, you know, and then he got hit by a car while he was running out in the street because he was so freaked out. But then like, everyone's just like, oh man, this guy was high. And nobody believes him. Yeah. But, and then they spend the next like hour and a half basically saying that. Like, oh, there are no zombies. Oh, what's this guy talking about? This guy's an idiot. He's on drugs. And it's just, I'm like, oh, but we know, like, we already know they're zombies. There's no mystery here, you know? Like, what are you trying to do? Like, just get to the good stuff.
Get to the zombies.
Well, like, kind of, yeah, that's kind of what we want to see. I want to see them eating people and stuff. I get, like, storytelling, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that crap.
Like, you want to introduce the characters, but now I'm just like, we'll get to that. Like, we'll learn who the characters are as you go. But, like, just, oh, my God, get to some eating. I want to see some flesh eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that high drugged out flesh eating either. Cause
yeah. I want some serious flesh eating. Anyways, so that's my take on Fear of the Walking Dead. So I did read on a review that agreed with me, by the way, in Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, good.
It said it was too slow. But, He said the second episode is better, so maybe that we'll get into it tonight. In fact, on the second episode tonight.
WB.
WB.
Yeah, tonight on the WB, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bell Bim Devo.
Stuck Luke. Call back to 5 years ago.
I know. Oh my God, those are good times.
Yeah.
Those old podcasts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we can wrap.
Yep.
Wrap.
Hashtag no clay.
Hashtag no clay. So, you know, don't forget to check out all that great stuff we talked about today.
Yeah, or like, that crappy shit that we talked about today, too. Whatever it was.
And being old, and what else?
And my cast for the Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's right. We did do that.
But that guy from YouTube where they stick the spoons up to his face.
You'll have to tell me who that is. Oh, Ryan Gosling.
I did tell you who it was.
I forgot already. It was
Look
funnier.
That up.
It was funnier that you didn't know. I wish
I know.
Never...
It was sort of funny, but it was making me crazy that I couldn't think of it on the spot. But look that up on YouTube.
I will. I will look that up, and I will look up the room dialogue over Darth Vader or whatever that, you know.
I mean, that, you know, that stuff is like, it's like hit and miss. It'll be a part that's like real funny and then a part you're like, oh, all right, let's just get to the funny part. So.
Right. It's kind of like Fear the Walking Dead. Hit or miss.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, though, for coming on and taking an hour out of your laying around time to
check. You didn't ask me last week, so I didn't bother.
Oh, we didn't do, We did a Walking Dead.
A Walking Dead thing.
At the Walking Dead convention. If I'd known you were around, I would have.
Well, you asked me to go to the convention, so I had known that. But I was real swamped then, too, so I couldn't. I was like, I can't take a whole day off. Plus, I'm kind of hungover. I think I was. I can't remember.
I just assume.
Yeah, just assume that every Saturday I'm hungover.
All right, yeah. So Friday night is your party night. Do you still do a lot of karaoke? Or?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm hungover.
All right. You don't just go and drink. You go and sing.
Yeah.
I see. And drink. Sing and drink.
Sing and drink, yeah.
Sing and drinking. All right.
And then people tell me that I do a good job, but they've been drinking too, so I can't really.
I remember when we went karaoke, we went to karaoke, and I wasn't drunk because I was driving, and you were good. So
thank you, yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
so, probably better than I was. I made you go up. Warren Zevon.
Yeah,
but I've done it more since then.
Oh, well, we should do it again then.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah,
I've done it a few times here in Boston. So
yeah, Boston's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So anytime you want to come up.
Okay,
we'll go singing. Yeah.
Singing and drinking.
That's right.
Smoking dope and playing tunes.
Yeah, but no Clay. There was no Clay in that one either, was it?
No, I know. See, it's appropriate.
Right. Yep, it's appropriate. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, and goodbye.
Adios, assholes. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are great. Don't wanna stand here and say I'm sorry. I just wanna drink beer and play Atari. You can tell your mom how I make my money. I don't care. The world outside is cold, man. It's gone forever. I get high in hindsight. It's getting better. Save your breath. Your breaths won't hurt me.
Come on.